翔さん、I apologize for my lack of Cantonese.
不好意思啊，我唔係好識講廣東話。
But Amy and I are fortunate that we have many Hong Kong friends and those in Canada whom we met in Hong Kong and obviously here at LGC back in 2012. So it's good to be with you again.
但我同我太太咧好榮幸咧，就認識好多香港嚟嘅朋友啊，有啲係我哋喺香港認識嘅啦，有啲咧就喺我哋喺呢度認識啦。咁咁同埋咧有好多咧就係喺你哋當中我哋認識嘅，特別就係我2012年喺你哋教會當中服侍嘅時候。
Discipleship and the imagination.
今日我嘅題目咧就係作門徒同埋想像力。
Has anyone ever told you you really have an imagination?
有冇人同你講過你真係好有想像力咧
？Or you have no imagination?
或者咧你嘅想像力咧係零。
So should I have an imagination or not?
咁我哋應該有想像力啊，定係唔應該有想像力咧？
Is my imagination a bad thing? A good thing? Is my imagination a gift that I should nurture? Or should I be suspicious of my imaginative life?
咁想像力係好事啊，定係壞事咧？我哋嘅想像力係咪應該去培養嘅咧？咁定係咧，我哋係應該值得懷疑嘅咧？咁如果係要培養我哋嘅想像力，又點樣去培養佢咧？
And specifically, does following Jesus and the Bible, which attest to Jesus, does he and the Bible expand my imagination, or does it somehow restrictive of my imaginative life?
特別咧，假如我哋係跟隨耶穌或者係遵從聖經嘅話，咁我哋嘅想像力係幫助我哋伸展啦。
We often don't associate discipleship with our imaginations.
我哋通常咧唔会将想象力咧同埋作门徒连埋一齐嘅。
When we say imaginative, we often think of the imaginary or fantasy.
当我哋话有想象力嗰阵时咧。很多時候我們會想到是幻想或者是虛幻
Or simply being inventive or creative
或者是很有創作力很有發明可以發明一些東西
But we realize that our imaginations are much more than this
但其實我們的想像力不單單是這些東西
Look at your kids and my kids.
就睇下你同我嘅細路仔。
Who are the most imaginative people on the planet?
知唔知道呢個世界上邊個係最有想像力嘅人咧
？I don't know about you, but we'd get these large cardboard boxes that a washing machine would come in, and I would put it in the living room floor.And our kids would play endlessly in that big brown cardboard box.
我唔知道你哋係點啦，但係我所認識嘅細蚊咧，即係我屋企咧，時不時咧就會有呢啲好大嘅紙皮箱啊，係裝嗰啲洗衣機嗰啲紙皮箱。咁咧我啲細路仔咧見到呢啲紙皮箱嗰陣時咧，佢哋可以由朝咧玩到晚，玩個不停嘅。
That big brown cardboard box is not that.It's a cave, it's a castle, it's a hideout.
嗰個紙皮箱咧，唔單單係一個紙皮箱啊。對於啲細蚊仔嚟講咧，佢可以係一個山窿啦，或者係一個城堡啦，或者咧係一個可以俾佢哋匿埋嘅地方。
And our kids' imaginary friends, any parent knows, they are much more than imaginary.
咁如果我哋當中咧係做父母嘅話咧。我哋要知道咧，我哋啲細蚊咧有所謂嘅佢哋想像中嘅朋友啊。咁佢哋啲想像中嘅朋友咧，對佢哋嚟講咧，唔係淨係諗即係淨係幻想咁簡單嘅， 對佢嚟講咧係好真實嘅。
I can read the same book to our grandchildren over and over again. And they never tire of it.
同我啲孫仔咧，我可以讀同一本書咧，重複咁樣讀同一本書，但佢哋咧都唔會覺得悶嘅。
Why is that?
點解咧？
Because their imagination has much more to explore within those pages. They are in the story. It's not just about the cat in the hat. It's about them.
咁係因為咧，佢哋嘅想像力咧，幫助佢哋探索書入邊嘅每一頁。咁所以咧，如果佢哋睇到一本童話書，咁書咧係有關一隻貓喺個帽入邊咧。其實咧，就對於佢嚟講，唔單單係咧只貓喺個帽入邊，其實咧佢哋同嗰本書咧，佢哋係會代入嗰本書，嗰本書嘅人物同佢哋咧係息息相關嘅。
It's the adults that get bored, not children, not if they're healthy. And it's the adults that get bored with the faith, which is a tragedy.
咁咧，其實咧係我哋啲大人咧係會覺得悶嘅，細路仔咧係永遠係唔覺得悶嘅。咁有時咧，我哋大人咧係對我哋嘅信心咧會覺得悶。咁其實呢個咧係一個悲劇嚟嘅。
Elie Wiesel, the Jewish novelist and Holocaust survivor, said this: God created man because he loved stories.
咁咧有一位猶太嘅作家啦，咁佢咧就講過呢句説話。佢話咧，神咧創造人，因為咧佢喜愛故事。
Now, why would he say that? First, because he's Jewish, and the second is because of his Bible, which we share together with him.
咁點解呢一個學者會咁講咧？第一，因為佢係猶太人。咁第二咧，就因為聖經，因為咧猶太人同我哋基督徒咧。大家都同享一本聖經嘅。
Why is it that about 65% of the Bible is narrative and poetry?
唔知大家知唔知咧？其實喺我哋讀嘅聖經入邊，65%咧係屬於敘事嘅文體，即係講故事啦，同埋詩歌嘅文體。
Because story and poetry is that which connects most deeply to our imaginative life. It's not facts, but it's facts embedded in a good and beautiful and true story.
大家知唔知點解咧？咁其實咧係因為咧，故事咧可以係同我哋講説話嘅，唔係一個事實，而係咧當呢個事實係擺入一個好寫得好靚嘅故事入邊。嗰啲故事咧係可以講到我哋嘅心入邊嘅。
So I'd like us to look at two stories, or at least two bits of stories, that I hope will convince you that the imaginative life is central to your life, not only as Christians but as human beings.
But as human beings.
Sorry.
咁而家落嚟咧，我哋就我想帶大家睇咧，就係兩節嘅經文嘅嚇。咁呢兩節經文咧，透過呢兩節經文咧，我希望可以即係話俾大家聽啊，就係咧就係我哋嘅想像力咧係非常之對睇聖經咧係好重要嘅啊，唔單單係咁樣，同埋咧我哋作為人咧，其實咧都係好重要，係需要有呢個想像力嘅。
So, as you listen to the scripture earlier from John chapter 1, verse 35 begins this way. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
咁啱啱咧，大家都聽咗我哋主席讀約翰福音嘅第一章嚇35同埋36節，就係話咧，第二日咧，約翰同兩個門徒咧站在那裏。他見耶穌行走，就說：看啊，這是神的羔羊。
Now notice what John says and what he sees.
大家咧， 請注一下施洗約翰所講嘅同埋佢所見到嘅。
He doesn't see a little furry four-legged white animal.
佢冇睇到一個四隻腳嘅動物。
He does see a young male Jewish, probably rabbi.
咁佢睇到邊個咧？佢睇到一個年輕嘅猶太男性拉比。
But he doesn't say, "Look, Jesus of Nazareth."
但係佢冇講，睇啊，呢個係拿撒勒人耶穌。
He says, "Look, the Lamb of God."
佢點樣講咧？佢話：睇啊，呢個係上帝嘅羔羊。
John, with the eyes of his head, sees Jesus from Nazareth village. Go ahead.
施洗約翰咧，用生喺佢頭上嗰對眼咧，睇到拿撒勒人嘅耶穌。
But with the eyes of his imagination, he sees God's Lamb.
但係佢用咗想像力嘅眼睛咧，睇到上帝嘅羔羊。
He sees God's one word spoken, who in his own life and death will take away your sin and my sin and all its heartache and all its brokenness. It's his imagination that sees that.
咁施洗約翰睇到咧，就係上帝所預備嘅道。而呢位道咧就會用佢自己嘅生命同埋佢嘅死亡咧，除去世界上嘅罪孽同埋所有嘅傷痛。所以呢個咧係透過佢嘅想像力係去睇到嘅。
But it's his imagination informed by the Jewish scriptures that are full of images and metaphor to help him see with his heart reality.
但係呢個想像力咧就唔係亂嚟嘅，呢個想像力咧係基於佢對聖經嘅認識，而幫助佢咧去建立一個咁樣嘅一個圖畫，一個咁嘅形象，同埋幫助佢認識即係耶穌基督。
The Danish writer Karen Blixen, in one of her short stories, calls the imagination our second sight.
嘅一個女作家叫 Karen Blixen， 咁佢喺一個短篇嘅小説入邊咧，就稱想像力咧作為我哋嘅第二眼。
So the function of our imagination is to see, to give us literally insight.
所以想像力嘅功能咧，係俾我哋睇到，俾我哋有呢個洞察力。
Now John in this passage that we've had read says, "Look." Twice in this very short passage.
咁啱啱我哋讀到嗰段經文入邊咧，大家可以注意到咧，施洗約翰咧其實係講咗兩次咧看呢個字嘅。
So the task of the imagination is to look, to really look.
所以想像力咧就係去觀察，同埋即係去認真咁樣去觀察。
To see beyond the appearances.To give us insight into the real nature of things.
係要超越本表象咁樣去睇，令我哋可以洞察咧事實嘅真實嘅本質。
Now, some of you are thinking to yourselves, "Now wait a minute, imagination sounds sort of like faith to me."
可能有啲人會咁樣講啦，等陣。你講嘅想像力咧，好似聽落嚟講咧，好似係信心喎。
Isn't John's description of Jesus as God's Lamb simply a function of his faith？
施洗約翰描述耶穌係上帝嘅羔羊，呢個唔係佢信心咩
？Doesn't our faith see the unseen？
信心唔係話可以睇見未見之事咩
？And we'd be right.
如果我哋咁樣諗，其實都係啱嘅。
But here's the thing: the function of faith and imagination are very closely connected. An imaginative life is a faithful life, and a faithful life is one lived imaginatively.
但我想讲嘅咧，就系信心嘅功能同埋想象力功能咧，系大同小异嘅。一个有信心嘅生活咧，系一个有想象力嘅生活，而想象力咧，亦都能够帮助我哋嘅信心。
Hebrews 11:1, which we probably know well, says this: Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see.
希伯来书十一章十一节，十一章一节，一段我哋好熟悉嘅经文。信就是所望之事嘅实底，系未见之事嘅确据。
So faith is seeing that unseen reality and trusting in that reality and not the reality that is being pushed on me by whatever other person or organization agenda happens to be. Because we all have a view of reality, right? Someone's imagination is saying, this is what you should see. And the faith is saying, see the Lamb of God at the center of the throne. Crown him with many crowns. He's king. He's Lord.
So, 信心咧就系俾我哋睇到嗰个睇唔见嘅嘢，同埋系相信佢嘅。喺我哋生活呢个时候咧，有多时候咧，我哋可能系被强迫咧去睇某一啲嘢，可能系受到人哋嘅影响啦。話呢啲嘢咧係真嘅，係你哋要信嘅。但係咧，我哋應該知道咧，我哋應該係基於聖經，透過我哋嘅想像力嚇，而我哋嘅想像力咧係係我哋嘅信心嘅一個中心嚟嘅。
So let's continue in the story, and maybe Jane, you can just read 37-39 in the Cantonese if you'd like.
咁接住落嚟咧，我就會讀《約翰福音》一章37-39嘅。兩個門徒聽見他的話，就跟從了耶穌。耶穌轉過身來，看見他們跟著，就問他們說：你們要什麼？他們說：拉比，在哪裏住？耶穌說：你們來看。
Now verse 39.Says that Jesus' first words to his early disciples was not come and follow me, but come and you will see. Go ahead.
咁喺第三十九節咧，耶穌對呢兩個早期門徒嘅講嘅第一句説話咧，唔係話你哋嚟跟隨我，而係咧你哋來看。
This is more than appeal to their curiosity.This is Jesus' invitation to these sensible, no-nonsense, pragmatic fishermen to radically re-image their understanding of Israel's Messiah.
其實這個邀請呢，即是這個耶穌的邀請呢，其實呢，是邀請這些實事求是的漁夫呢，在他們的基本的認知上面呢，重新去想像他們對以色列的尼賽亞和他救恩的理解。
And it's this with which these struggling fishermen they have a problem, because the best question they can come up with after John says what? Look, see the Lamb of God.The best question they could come up with is, so where are you staying? They're looking for a GPS coordinate.
咁咧，其實我哋喺呢段經文之中睇到咧，就係即係呢一啲嘅門徒咧，對呢一個耶穌呢個問題咧，其實咧係有啲不解同埋有啲掙扎嘅嚇。咁我哋之前咧，即係施洗約翰已經話俾佢聽話，睇下呢個係神嘅羔羊。但是呢，他們現在問耶穌的問題呢，就是真的很缺乏個想像力的。他們問呢，拉比，你住在哪裡啊？就是好像呢，他只不過想知道耶穌住在哪裡，那就不足了。
They wanted clarity, they wanted security, they wanted certainty.
佢哋想要嘅答案咧，就係一個好清晰、好可靠同埋好確定嘅答案。
Where are you staying?
耶穌，你住喺邊啊？
And Jesus ignores the question.
但耶穌咧，其實咧係冇答到佢哋嘅問題。
Because it's totally irrelevant.
因為呢個問題咧係無關緊要嘅。
This is the guy that is homeless, has no place to sleep for the night. And you're wanting a fixed address? This is not what you're signing on for.
我們知道呢，耶穌呢，其實是沒有address，即是沒有，他是沒有家的，他是無家可歸的。但是這些門徒就想問，他住在哪裡啊？所以呢，就，這個呢，不是他們，即是，這個不是耶穌，是可以給到他們的答案。
Later on in the story, Nathanael's imagination is totally locked. Because what does he say? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? He completely dismisses Jesus because in his imagination, he knows Nazareth, or thinks he does.
咁如果大家繼續睇落去啦，即係經文睇落去啦，我哋可以睇到咧，另外一個即係門徒啦，叫做拿但業啦。咁佢咧就喺講到耶穌嗰陣時咧，佢嗰個想像力咧，亦都係可以話係零啦，或者係鎖死咗啦。佢咁樣講，佢話拿撒勒，拿撒勒，仲可以出咩嘅好嘢咧？咁我哋可以睇到咧，其實拿但業咧，冇辦法諗到啊，拿撒勒呢個偏僻嘅村莊咧，可以有啲咩好嘢出嚟？咁所以因為咧，佢自己咧係缺乏咗想像力嘅。
So here's the point.Come and you will see is not a Jesus said back then statement to them.
So I want to tell you the main point is that you come and see this word is not only Jesus said back then to his disciples. It is Christ's words to us. It is Christ's words to us.
It is Christ's words to us today and now. Come and you will see.
亦都係主耶穌基督此時此刻此地對我哋而家嘅基督徒講嘅一個説話，對我哋話：嚟，你們來看。
Jesus is not the Christian church's mascot.
主耶穌基督咧，唔係我哋所謂嘅教會嘅吉祥物。
He refuses to be owned by anyone.He has no fixed address.
佢係唔會俾任何人所擁有嘅，佢冇一個固定嘅地址。
He offers certainty. He offers security, but not on our terms, but on His.
佢係會俾我哋有安全感，佢係會俾我哋有一個真實，但係咧唔係跟住我哋嘅諗法去做。
He is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow is not a statement about Jesus' predictability. It's a statement about his faithfulness to himself. Come and you will see.Is a call to our imaginations to re-image the one who calls us.
耶穌嗰句説話，來，你們來看咧，其實咧係同我哋講嘅，就係話要求我哋係有一個想像力。
And then in Luke 9, verses 43 to 45, and we'll close with this. This invitation to re-image.Constantly, the Christ who calls us is not a task for the faint-hearted.
之後路加福音
is it Luke
9? Yeah.
之後路加福音嘅九章四十三至到四十五節咧，耶穌再一次咧邀請我哋用想像力咧去跟隨佢，而呢個咧唔係俾嗰啲膽小或者膽怯嘅人。
There are two groups of people in this later story who have just witnessed the words and works of Jesus.
喺呢一 段經文入邊咧，其實咧係講到有兩班人嘅。咁呢兩班人咧都試圖理解喺耶穌嘅言行之中咧，佢哋所啱啱睇到嘅事情。
First, there's the crowd, the all and the everyone, and then there are the disciples.
首先咧，經文入邊咧係講到眾人，眾人嘅意思咧即係話所有嘅人。呢個咧就係第一班人啦。咁第二班人咧就係門徒。
Both groups are amazed. Both groups are marveling at what they'd seen. Both groups are struggling to imagine what they had just witnessed in this particular demonic situation.
咁即係呢一兩班人咧都睇到發生嘅一件事。呢件事咧就係之前咧就係耶穌咧就係講出一個污鬼嘅。咁呢兩班人睇咗之後咧，佢哋都係大大咁樣驚訝啦，大大咁樣嘅詫異嘅。
But Jesus pulls his disciples aside and he says this: Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you.
咁但係咧，主耶穌基督咧就喺即係呢大班人都感到好驚訝嘅時候咧，佢咧就同佢嘅門徒咁樣講：留心。
He tells them something that they could scarcely imagine in terms of how they understood Israel's Messiah.
咁主耶穌要佢哋留心聽咩咧？就係咧，佢要話俾佢哋聽一個佢哋嘅想像力係冇辦法諗到有關呢個以色列尼賽亞嘅事情。
Because he says to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of human beings.
因為耶穌同佢哋講，就係人子將要被出賣，交在人手裏。
He's going to be delivered into the hands of people like us.
即係話咧，佢耶穌基督。要被出賣，交喺好似你同我咁嘅人嘅手入邊。
But even as they are listening intently, Luke says they did not understand what this meant. They did not grasp it because they could not imagine it.
咁但係聽下路加點樣寫，佢話咧呢一班門徒即使好專心咁聆聽，但係咧佢哋唔明白呢個係咩意思。佢哋領會唔到耶穌講嘅，點解咧？因為咧，佢哋缺乏咗想像力。
But they understood enough to be scared because they said they were afraid to ask him about it.
但係咧，佢哋至少明白到一點咧，就係會令到佢哋驚嘅，因為路加話呢件事咧讓佢哋害怕。
They didn't get it all, but what they did get frightened them.
佢哋咧就即係明白唔到全部嘅嘢，但係佢哋嘅所明白嘅咧，就係可以令到佢哋感到害怕。
Then Luke rather mysteriously says, because it was hidden from them.
之後咧，路加就講咗話因為咧嗰、那個對佢哋嚟講咧係隱藏咗，即係件事咧對佢哋隱藏咗。
We're not told why it was hidden.Or who hid it from them?
Luke 冇話俾我哋聽，點解件事被隱藏，或者邊個將呢件事隱藏咗
？But fear traumatizes us. Fear freezes us.
但係我哋知道咧，即係當我哋恐懼嘅時候咧，常常咧都係會即係讓我哋咧感到即係會凍結我哋嘅五官嘅能力。
They had understood that their Messiah was reflected in the Psalms, such as Psalm 93 and Psalm 47. You could just read it in Cantonese.
咁即係對於啲門徒嚟講咧，即係尼賽亞咧，就應該好似詩篇詩篇93篇同埋詩篇47篇咁樣講嘅。詩篇93篇咧講耶和華作王，他以威嚴為衣穿上；耶和華以能力為衣，以能力束腰。詩篇47篇咁樣講：耶和華因為耶和華至高者是可畏的， 他是治理全地的大君王，他叫万民服在我们以下，又叫列邦服在我们脚下。
The big story of the Psalms, the big story of Scripture is that God rules and He will rule. God is king and He will become king. And we live within this tension.
聖經嘅一個最嘅大故事係同我哋咁樣講，上帝係掌權嘅，佢要統治萬國萬民，上帝係王，佢要成為王。但係咧，我哋時不時咧，我哋所見到嘅好似同呢一個唔係好符合，因此咧，我哋就喺呢一種張力下邊咧係生活嘅。
As they understood God and the Messiah, is that Messiahs don't die. Messiahs live. Messiahs are not conquered. Messiahs are not betrayed. Messiahs don't look like losers. They look like winners, like us.
在門徒的認識裏面，他們是深信彌賽亞是不會死的，他是會活著的，他是會得勝，他是不會輸的。
They had just seen God's greatness, as Luke notes, but now he tells them the Son of Man is going to be betrayed. And their imaginations are going, what? How is this so? How does this happen?
在路加福音裡面，他們剛剛就看過這個耶穌做一個很大的，做了很大的神跡。但接住落嚟咧，耶穌就同佢講，佢同佢哋講話，佢係會俾人出賣，交喺人嘅手中。所以呢件事咧，係對佢嘅想象嚟講咧，係冇辦法嚟到接受嘅。所以佢哋話即係佢哋會有個好大嘅疑問咯，即係呢個係點解咧
？Let me close with this. God, who forbade images in the Old Testament, now gives Israel His own image.To appeal to their imaginative life, to help them understand who is the God you now serve, who now owns you.
在舊約入邊咧，神咧係唔俾人有即係拜偶像有一個形象嘅。咁但係咧喺新約咧，我哋見到咧神咧係藉住耶穌基督咁嘅形象咧，佢呢個形象咧係幫助我哋。
Let's see. let me just start over.
Yep. Okay.
Here's the punchline. The Lord has given us an image to shape our imaginations as to the kind of King and God and Savior we serve.
So this is what I want you to see. The point is that God has given us an image to shape our imaginations.这个形象就是透过耶稣基督，他是会让我们知道，他想我们知道究竟我们的神，我们的救主，我们的王是一个怎样的形象。
Our imaginations always, always, always require an image. Our imaginations don't feed off abstracts, concepts. They need an image.And God has graciously given us that image in the living Son.
我哋嘅想像力咧係需要有一個形象、一個圖畫嘅，係永遠、永遠、永遠都需要一個咁嘅形象圖同埋一個圖畫，唔係單單一個想法同埋一個概念嘅。所以咧，上帝咧就好有恩慈咁樣就俾咗我哋耶穌基督咁嘅形象。幫助我哋去想像，係幫助我哋嘅想像力。
Our imaginations are neutral. They will be controlled by the images they create and what they see.
Our imaginations are neutral.
Yeah.
我哋嘅想像力咧，往往係中立嘅。咁但係佢係受我哋自己諗，我哋係受一嗰啲形象咧係去影響嘅。
So our imaginations.Are funded by images. But the question is, What images are we giving to our imagination when it comes to following Jesus?
我哋嘅想像力咧，係需要有一啲嘅形象，有啲嘅圖像咧，係幫助佢哋成形嘅。咁個問題咧就係，我哋係有啲咩嘅圖像，有啲咩嘅形象，去幫去讓我哋可以有呢一種嘅想像力咧。
And then God gives us two more images to remind us of the image of His Son. Right? What are those images?
The bread. 神就俾咗我哋兩個圖畫或者兩個形象咧，去幫助我哋去認識主耶穌基督。
In a few moments, you will hold in your hands a cup and a bit of bread. My body given for you, my blood shed for you.
陣間咧，大家喺手入邊咧會有兩個，可以話兩個形象啦。一個咧就係一個杯仔，一個咧就係一塊餅。個餅咧就係主耶穌嘅身體為我哋而寫嘅。嗰個杯咧就係主耶穌嘅血為我哋而流嘅。
These images do not point to what looks like a winner, but a loser.
呢一兩個形象，唔係指向，唔係會令我哋諗到一個得勝者嘅，而係一啲好普通、好日常生活嘅。可能有時你可能甚至會話呢個係一個失敗者嘅形象。
Bread, wine, ordinary, domestic, basic.
餅同埋酒兩樣嘢咧，都係好普通嘅。好基本嘅，喺我哋日常生活中都會見到嘅。
These images are given to us to help us see the God who owns us, died for us, and lives for us. It's these images, that our imaginations are to feed on and to rest in.
所以呢兩個形象。杯同埋餅係幫助我哋咧去認識為我哋死為我哋復活嘅耶穌基督，而我哋都即係係而我哋嘅想像力咧係需要同呢兩樣嘢咧係大上關係嘅。
These are images that we do not like because we're afraid.
我哋可能唔會中意呢兩個形象，因為咧，我哋係可能我哋會有啲害怕。
During the pandemic, one of the most distressful things that I have experienced is the anxiety and fearfulness of the church.
喺疫情嘅期間咧，我感到最可以話係最擔心嘅一件事咧，就係見到就係教會嘅嗰種焦慮。
One writer said that the church in society should be the non-anxious presence. The non-anxious presence. Sorry.
Not in my notes.
I know.
有一個人曾經咁樣寫，佢話咧，其實教會咧喺疫情當中咧，應該係一個唔應該係有焦慮嘅，應該係俾人一個冇焦慮嘅同在。
Frederick Buechner, the Presbyterian novelist and pastor, said this in one of his books.
有一個基督教嘅作家，佢亦都係一個牧者，佢個名叫做 Frederick Buechner。
And this is what Buechner says, and it has deep relevance for the Lord's Supper and for communion.
Buechner 嘅呢句説話咧，我覺得係對一陣間我哋守聖餐同埋基督教基督主內嘅羣體咧，係一個好大嘅鼓勵同埋一個提醒。
Here's what Buechner says. He says, "This is the world." Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid.
Buechner 咁講， 佢話呢個咧就係我哋所存嘅世界，有美麗同埋有可怕嘅事情，佢兩者都會發生，不要害怕。
In the Anglican Book of Prayer for Communion, it has this phrase, which I quite like. As you take the supper, the prayer book says, feed on Christ in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Feed on Christ in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You could also say, feed on Christ in your imagination. Right? And be grateful.
在聖公會的傳統裡面，當他們領聖餐的時候，他們會有一個這樣的禱文，就是說以感恩的心，憑著信心，在你們的心裡面以基督為糧。我可以跟你們都可以這樣說，以感恩的心，通過我們的想像力，以基督為糧。這些都是我們要帶著感恩的心去領受的。
The supper reminds us that God's Lamb is at the center of all reality, and the imagination helps us see that reality.
聖餐帶俾我哋嘅提醒就係話俾我哋聽，被殺嘅羔羊咧嘅佢係現實嘅呢個中心嘅。
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
願榮耀歸我哋嘅聖父、聖子同埋聖靈，從起初、今時直到永遠。阿門。